Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. I'm telling you, we appreciate you. We are so glad you tuned in today for this special segment where I am featuring the cast of a new gospel stage play by Redemption Productions called Lost Boys that is coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia this weekend. And, you know, I just love Redemption Productions. We had them on the show before, and we're going to talk to them and hear from them about this new production, Lost Boys. It's different than anything else they've ever done. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, Lost Boys is a modern take on the story of the prodigal son, where a young man must navigate his way back from the pitfalls of life to reconnect with his lost love, his family, and God. This production speaks to young men specifically and to Christians in general about redemptive power of God and personal forgiveness. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you want to get this party started, so bringing to the mic first is the owner of Redemption Productions, Miss Tara Jones. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
We're so glad to have you.
I am glad to be here.
I'm telling you, Redemption Productions is doing it all over again, right?
That's right. That's right. The hottest stage play of the summer.
Oh, my God. Give our listeners all of the details, the dates, the times, locations, everything.
Sure. It's August 30th and 31st at the Henrico Theater, 305 East 9 Mile Road. That's in Highland Springs, Virginia. We have three shows. We have a 5 o'clock and an 8 o'clock on Saturday, and we also have a Sunday at 3 o'clock matinee.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been to the Henrico Theater, it is phenomenal, isn't it, Tara?
It is beautiful. It's an honor to be able to perform there.
Great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so let's bring some of the other cast members on the line. First, I'm going to have the gentleman who is playing the main character, Jonathan Jamison, a.k.a. J-Dog, the prodigal son. Coming to the mic is actor Robert Jones III. Welcome to the show, Rob.
How you doing, Charvette?
I am fabulous. Yes, so glad to have you on the show again.
I'm so glad to be here.
Great. Well, we certainly look for great things from you in this production coming this weekend.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm really prepared. I'm pumped up. The set is awesome. Our cast is just unbelievable. And saying that it's not the hottest summer play, of the summer is just an understatement.
All right.
You see the set and the characters, you're going to be at an awe.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's this weekend, Lost Boys, new production by Redemption Production Theater Group. All right, coming to the mic next is the actor that is playing the brother of Jonathan Jamison in the play, and the actor's name is Dale Rodriguez Haskell, and he is playing Randall. Welcome to the show, Dale.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. It is a pleasure to be here once again. Thank you.
Great. We're so glad to have you. So glad to have you. All right, so playing the role of Detrice, the love interest, this is her third performance with Redemption Productions. Coming to the mic is artist and actor Jamila Bullock. Welcome to the show, Jamila.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right. And last but certainly not least is the gentleman playing Alex, the bad guy and love interest to Detrice. Coming to the mic is actor and poet Lynn Painter. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm good. All right. So let's jump right on in. And Tara, tell our listeners, what's the objective of this piece and how is it different from the other phenomenal works that Redemption Productions has put on?
Sure. This particular piece is different. It's a comedy. You know, most of our works prior were very serious or heavier. We wanted to challenge ourselves and do something different, have our audience laughing from the time they got in to the time they left. So, of course, having Larry Love, who's not with us today, but him, his background as a comedian brings a lot of humor. And then the cast, their chemistry is already awesome. So we brought to stage the life that we live, you know, outside. And everyone's having a great time, laughing the whole time. This particular piece, again, it's about a guy that basically blows his inheritance and he has to come back and make right his past wrongs. And, you know, all of our pieces is centered around God's redemptive love. So, again, this is a tale of lost love and restoration where someone has to come back home and be restored.
Okay, awesome. We are looking forward to that. I'm going to turn to the main character now. Robert, you've been with Redemption Productions since the very beginning, so we've certainly had an opportunity to see your phenomenal acting skills. Tell us about the main character, J-Dog. What do you want to share about him?
Of course. J-Dog is like, he's a young man, just turned of age of being a man, and he was blessed with a great inheritance. Well, he had problems at home, just like kind of like typical 18 to 20-year-old males of the day.
Right.
And basically, he left home and blew his trust fund.
Wow.
So realizing what the world is all about, he's trying to swallow his pride and come back home, but he wanted to do it on his own. And really, it was a challenging thing for me because I could relate somewhat without their inheritance, of course, but just the fact of that age, just going out and try to do it on my own and not coming back and not being able to, you know, ask mom and dad for help, you know?
Right. So it certainly sounds like a lesson that we all can learn at various ages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. So a little birdie told me that you just returned from Atlanta from an acting workshop and boot camp. Tell us how that was.
Wow, I didn't know you could talk to animals.
Oh. This Charvette Mitchell radio show has many connections, many connections.
No, I was really blessed to have an opportunity to attend the TESOL Acting Academy, which is ran by Tasha from Tyler Perry. Her name is Tasha Smith. And she runs the Tyler Perry. Well, actually, she's the lady that plays in Daddy's Little Girls and Why Did I Get Married? She has the real nasty mouth or whatever, but she's not like that at all. Well, she is, but she's not. She's saved, and she really blessed me in such a great way of, like, toning in my craft and directing me on which ways I should go. And I'm just bringing this thing back home to Redemption, my home, which I love.
Yes.
And I'm going to throw it on stage, and I want everybody to come out to the show and see it Saturday and Sunday to see what Richmond has to offer. We have an awesome, awesome cast. We have poets, comedians, singers, and it's going to be a wonderful show.
All right, the capital city of Richmond. I hope you heard that. A wonderful collaboration here of so many different actors and artists and gifts that we are going to showcase this coming weekend. Again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I am interviewing the cast from Redemption Productions in the new stage play that is coming to the city of Richmond again this weekend called Lost Boys. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamila, who plays Detrice, was featured in Style Weekly magazine and was noted as being the next Jill Scott. She certainly brings a smooth R&B sound to this unique stage play. Jamila, tell us how it feels to combine two loves, acting and singing.
Well, it's a beautiful experience. The character, Detrice Cooper,
yeah,
she is. She's pretty feisty and sassy to me. She's very much spiritually grounded, and she's got some very, very unique sisters who, you know, are typical of, you know, just families when you have multiple siblings.
Right.
But, you know, this guy comes back into town, and I used to love him so much, and he comes back at a time when I'm getting ready to move on, like seriously move on to someone else, and I'm like, you know what? Forget you. You know, I got attitude with him right from the beginning. You know, how could you leave me?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I got to express that, you know what I'm saying, to him by try to keep it on the low. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's really, really an interesting experience. And I get to share two songs that are very personal to me through the production. And like you said, there's so much talent in the play that I'm so glad to be able to share a couple of songs that I've personally written, you know, and they relate to the piece so much. They relate to the play so much. And it's just been a blessing.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to seeing your production and seeing everything that's going to come from you, from this production and everything that's coming from you through your music and all of that. We look forward
Thank
to great
you.
Things from you.
Oh, I bless you.
All right. So, Dale, tell us about Randall, the character of Randall. Tell us about that.
Randall. Randall is the older brother of the prodigal son, and he has to stay back and take care of the family business. Basically while his younger brother is out doing God knows what with God knows who. And he's a little bit bitter, actually quite bitter when his younger brother decides that he wants to come back. And I relate to this character as, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, by those old church folk that aren't quite spiritual, but the ones that are too heavenly bounded in the earthly good, and think they're doing everybody a great service for even just being alive. I play that character that
wow.
that we all need to pray for.
And I'm sure you're nothing like that in real life.
Oh, I to be honest with you, I have to say that I can relate to this character from the old Dale.
Oh, okay.
But
fair
since then, God has done a great work in me and changed me. So I am very pleased to say that.
Great. Well, we are excited to see all of you. And last but certainly not least, Lynn, you are the antagonist in Lost Boys, so you're the one that we're going to love to hate. Tell us about the poetry piece that you wrote for this production.
Well, first and foremost, before I say anything, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to even be a part of such a magnificent production and to have the opportunity to be on your show. So first and foremost, I want to give him his thanks and his praise for allowing me to able to even be here to do the things that I do.
Absolutely.
Amen.
On that note, the piece I wrote, it's very antagonistic. It's everything short of actually pulling a gun out and shooting him right there on the spot. It's laced with threats. It's laced with, you know what I'm saying, disrespectful tones. It's got some undertones in it. But it's really aimed at, you know, letting him know that he is messing with an individual who has no problem in putting him 6 feet under.
Wow.
He's
wow.
stepping into Alex is that dude that, I like to call him a ghetto Shakespeare. Although he's from the hood, but he still is refined enough to be able to do poetry. But he is that guy that goes after what he wants, will not allow anyone to get in his way. And if you do happen to cross his path, he'll deal with you in the necessary manner to let you know, listen, you need to move out my way or you're going to be dealt with.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you are excited. You're ready to go buy your tickets right now. Tara, tell them how they can get tickets.
Okay, you can get tickets through Barkey's Gospel Bookstore, Plan 9, which is on Carytown, or BK Music off of Malothian. Also, you can visit our website, which is RedemptionProductionsLLC.com. And one of the things that I want to give your listeners just a special lesson, if you purchase tickets at the door, the day of the show, instead of paying the full price of $25, we'll give you a ticket for $15.
Wow. If they mention that they saw the listened to the show and heard you.
That is right. They can mention it at the box office and get $10 off their tickets.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, you better jump on that. You better be. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Redemption Productions. We appreciate that special for our listeners.
I know. That's like giving 2 gallons worth of gas back, right?
Oh, my God, this is awesome. Well, I'm telling you, I will be there to see this production, and we are just excited and ecstatic to see all of the great things that are coming from the talent that is in Richmond, Virginia, and certainly Redemption Productions puts together phenomenal plays and productions all the time. I mean, you certainly have a history within the city of giving quality shows and quality work, so it's well worth your money. And if you're listening and you're coming, then you know you're getting a discount that, I mean, you just can't get that anywhere else. So we are excited, and we are so glad that you all were able to join us today on the show.
Thank you. We're honored.
Thank you so much.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find Redemption Productions on MySpace. And if you go to MySpace.com, you can find Redemption Productions, and the cast members are listed on their main page. So you can connect with all of them and stay up to date with everything that's going on. Tara, any final words about how it really feels to see your written work come to life on stage?
It's an awesome experience to be able to be blessed with such an awesome and very talented ensemble. One of the things that Redemption tries to do is just bring out the best and to have people that are so willing to give of themselves and give of their craft. You know, we got Lynn and his poetry. We have Jamila and her awesome sultry pieces of, you know, her songs. I mean, it's neo-soul. When she opens her mouth, you just feel it. We have Roby and Megan. We have other poets that have been known to perform with Lyric Av. So you're going to see an eclectic piece of art, not just a stage play performance, but you're going to see a lot of soulful art pulled together to kind of minister to our audience. But it's a great feeling to just be able to network and be a part of some great artists in Richmond, and I just can't wait to see what God's going to do next year because this is our anniversary show.
Yes.
And again, we are giving, you know, we give away our proceeds or a percent of them to bless back the community, and the proceeds for this event will be donated to a Salvation Boys Club, Salvation Army Boys Club in Churchill.
Outstanding, outstanding. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Lost Boys, the production put on by Redemption Production, taking place this Saturday, August 30th. You have two show options, and also this Sunday, August 31st, at the beautiful Henrico Theater. Check them out online at www.redemptionproductionsllc.com. Again, that's www.redemptionproductionsllc.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for another phenomenal edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. To stay up to date on all of the great shows that we have lined up for you, visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. And if you are a iPod user, you can have the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is visit the iTunes store and search for Charvette. That's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. Until we meet again, peace and love.
Attention, Richmond and surrounding areas, are you ready? Because the new wave of contemporary urban theater has arrived. Redemption Production proudly presents the dynamic gospel stage play, Lost Boy. Just listen to some of these testimonials from their other productions.
I thought it was absolutely awesome.
This show right here, everyone needs to see it. There should be an altar call at the end game, folks.
Loving it. I felt blessed, touched. Gotta come and see it.
Lost Boys, a romantic comedy about love, loss, and restoration. Three shows only, Saturday, August 30th at 5 and 8 p.m. Sunday, August 31st at 3 p.m. at the Henrico Theater, 305 East 9 Mile Road, Highland Springs, Virginia. Purchase your tickets today starting at $20. Available at Barkey's Gospel Bookstore, BK Music, Plan 9, and Rochelle's Boutique in New Kent. Call for group rates at 402-9113. Visit online at RedemptionProductionsLLC.com. Service fees may apply.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.